And that you test him about Tosfos the Bamasa Diyoy Agavi Diyoy. And before we learn this Tosfos, we should learn a Gemara and Avchocha Medalos. The Gemara and Avchocha Medalos is by the small bays, it's around six lines from the top, Hamarab Chizda. Hamarab Chizda get Shekosvay Shaloy Lishma. A person wrote a get Shaloy Lishma. The heavy all of coolness Lishma. And then he went over again, the Oisius, Lishma, now he brought it to Lishma, Bono Lamatlekis of Yehuda Barabon. I mean, this is Dioi Agabe Dioi. It was written the first time with Dioi. He wrote it again with Dioi. But the second time, he was thinking he's doing it L'shem L'shma. So, will this be a kosher get or not? So, Rav Chisda said, Bono L'machleikas Chabiyuda V'Rabon. This is the machleikas Tanoi. The Sanya we learned in Abarai, Arei Sheho Yetzorach Lichtei Ves Hashem. It was a Sefer, and he had a right now, L'shem Habayi, Yud Kevot. His mind was a little atrapped. He thought he had a right Yehuda now, not Yudkei Vov, okay? Yudkei Vov, Dalatai, that's what he thought. Vito, but he made another mistake. He thought he had a right Yehuda, and he didn't write it. Well, he put by Dalat. He didn't put a Dalat. So he wrote like a Yudkei Vov, okay? It's in Yerei of Yasa. He was supposed to, though it wasn't the Rots, and I will upon him, Ragan Chasid of Yishma, maybe. So Al Kaponim was supposed to write the Shem Havaya, and he ended up by writing the Shem Havaya. But there's one problem. But the Shem Havaya was, when a person writes, Sefer writes Hashem, he has to be Mekadosh the Shem. That means before he writes the Shem, he has to think, I'm writing this Shem Kedushas Hashem. When he wrote the Yud Kei Vov Kei, he wasn't writing it L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. Because he was under the impression he had to write Yehuda. So he wanted to write Yehuda. He forgot to make the Dalet also, but the felt in Kedushas Hashem. So we have here a Machloikis Tanoi. What is a Machloikis? So, Rav Yehuda holds, Mavir Olav Kulmis Umekatsho. Rav Yehuda holds, he writes over again, he writes over the Shem. And he writes it, L'shem Kedushas Hashem, and that's sufficient. V'chachomim oimrim ein Hashem min hamuftar. It's not a good shot. So Al Koponim, we see here an interesting machloikis. If a person was supposed to write L'shem Havaya, L'shem Kedushas Hashem, and it was written not L'shem Kedushas Hashem, is it possible to be misakin this by writing over the Shem, L'shem Kedushas Hashem? Rabbi Yehuda says it helps, the Chachamim say it doesn't help. So Rav Chisda said, so let's take this machloikis and let's speak about a get. And a sefer was supposed to write the get Lishma, and he wrote it Shaloi Lishma. So can he write over the same Oishis again, Lishma? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will be good, and according to that's what Rav Chisda said. Omar Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, Rav Yaakov said, excuse me, I don't think Lagabi get, you're 100% right, that according to Rav Yehuda, the get will be kosher, but I'll tell you something, that Afilu according to the Chachomim, the get will be kosher. Dil Meloihi, that the Machloikis that you said, which exists by Seamus, will apply by get, so maybe no. By Kedushas Hashem, there's an Inyan Vandeyu. It should be nice, it should be beautiful. And the Melech, you write over, it seems felt in Vandeyu. So that's why there they hold, Ein Hashem Zemin Hamufso. Avul Hoche, but by get, everyone will be made that it'll help. So we have here a Gemara and a Chochom Adalek. That Rav Chisda says, according to Rav Yehuda, if a get was written Shaloi Lishma, and we write, so if we write over it Lishma, the get is kosher. And Rav Acha says that's according to everyone, not only according to Rav Yehuda, but according to the Chachamim also. And by Sheamus, we have a machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim. Now, let us go to our Tosfos Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. The Gemara had started off in Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara said like this, we had Rav Yechon Reish Lakish Tamei Tavayu as follows. V'yoya gabi sikro, if you wrote black and red, it's Yechayiv Shtayim. V'yoy, because you're a Meichik, you're a Kaysev, V'yoy al gabi d'yoy, D'yoy al gabi d'yoy, you're only, you're not chai, potter. D'yoy al gabi d'yoy potter. Teime, the hoche mashme, the d'yoy al gabi d'yoy, like lumhu le'inyin Shabbos. It's nothing. By Shabbos, he was talking about Shabbos. Well, who had been le'inyin get? So if it's nothing by Shabbos, it won't help by a get either. Who did le'inyin get? The medami b'samoch le'Shabbos. The Gemara is medame get to Shabbos. The Gemara wanted to say whatever is chayiv by Shabbos is kosher by get. Umashme the lekem on the polik. That means so d'yoy al gabi d'yoy is not chayiv by Shabbos. Nevada givis it will not be good by get. Umashme the lekem on the polik. This is everyone agrees to this. Olakamon amrinun. Kosvay shaloy lishmo. The Gemara says later, again, was it in shaloy lishmo? The hever all of kumis lishmo. Bono le machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda ve Rabbono. Rabbi Yehuda haviksav. Boy de Ravacha masik lekama, the fila Rabbono, boy de gabi get rabbi kosher. So Tosfos has a stira to Gemoras. The Gemara that you test says a blank statement. Yoy al gabi yoy is potter, it's potter al gabi Shabbos, the mutzim, about to give us, it's not a kosher again. And on that chok, we have that kosher shalay lishmo, and then, mehevi ravo kumus lishmo, this is good according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's good to feel according to the Chachamim. Va'oyma Rabbeinu Yitzchok. So Rabbeinu Yitzchok said, the lakaman vadai, sheksav horishin hoyo shalay lishmo. If the first ksav was shaloi lishmo, uksav asheni oiseyu lishmo, choshev ksav l'Rab Yehuda, that's called a ksav, that's called a kaisiv, according to Rab Yehuda, it's called a ksav l'gabi sefer toire, it's called a ksav l'gabi get, it's called a ksav l'gabi Shabbos also. It's called a kaisiv, 100%. L'Rab Acha, l'Rabon, choshev ksav l'gabi get, no, it's called the Ksav L'Gabi Get, Al-Gabi Sefer Torah. So, if the first Ksav was Shaloi Lishmo, and the second Ksav was Lishmo, so it's a Ksav, according to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Chisda, and according to Rav Acha, according to the Chacham. Abol Hoche, Agimore, that says, Diyoi, Al-Gabi Diyoi, is nothing, is Potter, Sheksav Sheini, Eini, Misak, and Klum. We're still talking about the old guy. Who's talking about? We're not talking about it yet. We're not talking about a Sefer Torah. We're talking about someone in Shabbos. There was a piece of paper that was written on an aleph and a base. He goes and goes over it with written on Yoy. He wrote Nachum of this aleph and base. So he wasn't misaking anything. He wasn't a meichik. So then he wasn't a kaiser. Hafil Rabbi Yehuda meided lechoshev ksav. So Rabbi Yehuda also meided that's not choshev ksav. So what does this mean? So Tosfos says, our Gemara is talking about one case. The Yoy Agabi Yoy is speaking about where you don't need Lishmo. But some are talking about, if you don't need Lishmo, so he's not misaking anything with the second Ksivit. So he's not doing anything. He's not a Moichik, he's not a Kaiser. But when you need Lishmo, and he's making it Lishmo with the second Ksivit, so then that's called a misaking. I accomplished something, I'm doing something. So I'm called a kaisiv, and it's good gabi get, it's called the kosav, it's gebaldik. So, fact. But peire kaboine, the Gemara in Shabbos says, the snang ksava gabi ksav potter. There it says in the Mishnah, ksava gabi ksav is potter. That means it was a ksava ready, and you wrote another ksav over it, it's potter. For Omar Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda said, mas nisen, the loike Rav Yehuda.
The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Ksav Gabi Ksav is Chay. If he wrote that it was Hashem Shalei Lishma, and he wrote it Lishma, he can't say a blank statement, Ksav Gabi Ksav is Potter. According to Rabbi Yehuda is Chay. So Taisva says, so Lachayre, why is Rav Chisda saying the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Just like I said over here, that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are speaking about when he wasn't misakin anything, didn't need lishma, then Yer Gabi Dei is nothing. So let's say the Mishnah is also speaking about that he wasn't misakin anything, and therefore your potter. Why do you have to say Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on the Mishnah? Leiboy look mikshen ksav asheini misakin klum. Tafil Rabbi Yehuda moide day miksav. Mishum de masnisim mashmalei de bacholin yem potter. That means Rav Chisda learned the Mishnah that the Mishnah is speaking about in all cases. Ksav al gabi ksav is speaking about in any case. If you needed the second ksav, if you don't need the second ksav, it's part of, so he says, well, then our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the second Ksav is accomplishing something, the first Ksav is slowly small, then Ksav Agabi Ksav is high. Amo l'Rav Ache Bayate. According to Rav Ache Bayate, everyone holds, if you need Lishmo, the second Ksav is a Ksav. Everyone holds Bayet will be a Ksav. Is what did Rav Ache Bar Yaakov do with this Mishnah? He can't say the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim also Ksav Gabi Ksav is good. If the first Ksav needed Lishmo and the second Ksav is writing Lishmo, is Al Kochel Lemetut Masnisim B'Cholinim. So he learned the Mishnah is not speaking about all cases. The Mishnah is only speaking about certain cases. If you don't need to be Misakin, the first Ksav, then Ksav, Agabi Ksav is Potter. The Begetta for the Rabbonim, Agabi Ksav. Udeyosi Masnisin, Namikab Yudha, Chagayin Shein Misakin, Ksav, Hashem Niklo. Al Koponim, we have here Amir the Ketaisis. Taisis is saying that Ksav, Agabi Ksav, Dioy, Agabi Dioy, which we have over here, is nothing. So Taisis says it matters. It's only nothing when the second ksav, there's no tikkun coming about through the second ksav, ain't a misakin klum. It's not accomplishing anything. But if the first thing needed lishma, and the second ksav was written lishma, then there's a teyus ksav according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Achav, according to the Rabbanan also. That is what Taisvi says. And so let's go a little further. Let's go that, So Rav Chisda says the Mishnah that says Potter is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayev. So let's appreciate what we're saying now. Rabbi Yochanan had said that the Oyar Gabi Sikre, I wouldn't be makir akom chatos on that. Kivin shalom bedamim nasa maise. The Oyar Gabi Sikre. I think there's a chiyuv moike chafi kaisa, but this is only in the ilam ha-machshove. Achatas, I would never permit to be makhe. Here, Rav Chisda says, here Rav Chisda in Shabbos, dioy al gabi dioy, if the first ksav was shaloi lishmo, and the second ksav is lishmo, this is a tikkun, and this is a kaisa, and here you have achatas. Rav Chisda, b'makhe b'kol m'chatas. Such a ksav. But, in case it says, it matters. If you need lishmo, then it's a kaisa. So the Masha here asks, Amir the Kekasha. The Masha asks, we're learning a sugya. We started yesterday the sugya. We have a problem if Eidim don't know how to chasle. So we have to first have a chasime to guide them how to chasme. So the shayla is, how do you make the first chasime? So, Reish Lakish wanted to say, let's make the first chasime red, and they'll write it black, and then the goats will have it's a moishik and a kaisiv, And we have a good answer. That was Reish Lakish Shaila to Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, no, I don't know if it's a kaisev. Mineish on the medamim nasa maise. So Rabbi Yechon said, no, no. I get you here. We can't assume it's a moichik and a kaisev. So it won't be good, I get. But l'chayr effect of my shayel, I'm going to the kaitse. The first ksav was isha written shaloi bishmo. I mean, the Edom didn't write the first ksav. Beru wrote Avrom ben Yaakov. So the first ksav was isha not written shaloi lishmo. Now in the Edom, chasman the geret, they're chasman in lishmo. So memele, so I have a mayor the kaitse, shia, kaitse, and those are finished in shalom al Yisrael. This is Amar Shoz Akash. I just want to say over this, Amar Amshif, in the Teres Gittin, Shnei Nevi'im Misnabim Misig Lenachas, that both for Emperor the Marshal's Kashe, with Amor Dike Yisod, then how to understand Taisvis. They both say, Pshat in Taisvis is that the second thing is called Aksav, Koshiv Ksav, it's Misakin, it's called a Ksav, that means like this. It is not called a Ksav Mitzad Atzma. It is not called a Ksav Mitzad Atzma. The Kunz of Mader Olof Kulmis, I'm writing over the first Ksav, so since this writing over, Bishas I'm writing over, I'm thinking Lishmo, so I'm misakin the first ksav. I'm mashbiach the first ksav. Because now it will become lishmo. But not that this is a new ksav. This is a tikkun of the first ksav. This is a tikkun of the first ksav. So memele, so they both say a beautiful teretz on the Marshal's kash. That means we're ending up with the first ksav, but the first ksav was missing Lishmo. We had a ksav, we had the kosav, we're missing the law. Law lishmo. So there's a koyach. By going over the first ksav and now writing it lishmo, we can inject lishmo in the ksav that we have here. That's a meirah dikechidush. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's what Rav Yehuda holds and Rav Ach holds. Ma'avir ovel kumis, we're not getting rid of the first ksav in no way. The Yoyal Gabijay is not a moichik. But by going over the first ksav and now thinking lishmo, so we are injecting, we meshabeyach, we mashbiach, we meyapa the first ksav. So now it's called a ksav lishmo. Now let me say just one more hanoche that Rav Reuven mentions in Simen Yitzayim. And now we'll appreciate Taisvitz. Rav Reuven says there are certain malachis that the chiyuv of the malacha is if you're miyape or mashbiach, that what you have already, it's also called malacha. Let me explain. The Gemara says, zayma, if a person is pruning a tree, he's chayiv mishum neiteya. He's chayiv of planting. Now, between you and me, there's a major difference between planting and pruning. They both start with a P, but that's the only similarity. That you plant a tree, you plant a tree. Now you're pruning the tree, you're cutting off the branches. So what shaykhis does this have to neiteya? No, pshat is, I'm improving the netiya. That means the tree will grow better now, since I took away the extra branches. So I'm chayiv al tznaiteya. So what do we see from this? That in mleches tznaiteya, you don't have to make a maisa netiya. If I'm improving a netiya, that's also called tznaiteya. So that is the chiddush of our taisvus according to the Maram Shif in the Teres Gittin. I have a ksav already, but the ksav is chosel ishmo. I'm improving the ksav. Yechayev al tkaisev taket. Improvements is also called kaisev. So being mashbiach aksav is called kais. That's what Taisus, that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. Masnisen the like Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll be chayv al kaisiv. Because meleches kaisiv is not only by writing, no, by improving aksav is also called kaisiv. And if the aksav had a bilishma, and now it is shaloi lishma, the aksav had a bilishma, now it is shaloi lishma, so it was written, it had to be, it was written shaloi lishma, so the maver ol of kumis is a way to be misakin the ksav atachtayim, so now that's also called kaisiv. So let's go back to the marshal's kasha. So they say a beautiful tenet on the marshal's kasha. Is bishloimen, if you had a vekosa, the get was written already. The get was written, but there's missing an ingredient in the ksiv. There's missing the law, lishma. So through mavir olav kumis, I could add on this ingredient in the ksav, which I have now. So now I have a ksiva lishma. But in the case of the Marsha's kasha, what was the case of the Marsha's kasha? The Marsha said that Beryl wrote Avraham ben Yaakov, and now he wrote Shlei lishma. And now, what will we have? We have Avraham ben Yaakov is going to write it lishma. So he says, but the ksime is Beryl's ksime. You didn't, the pshat is, it's not a new ksav. We're injecting a tikkun in the old ksav. So bishleime, if by andav chof, the old ksav in Yesod was a good ksav, had a toyrus ksav. Now the only thing that was missing, there was missing lishma. So mavr ol of kumis, I can inject lishma into the ksav. So it's called the kosavlo. But over here, if Beryl's going to write Avraham ben Yaakov, you know what you're missing the chsima of Beryl ben Yaakov. You know what I have on the paper? I have on the paper Beryl's chsima, not Avraham ben Yaakov. I have Beryl's chsima, not Avraham ben Yaakov's chsima. So memela, that would Avraham ben Yaakov will write over now lishma, so make lishma Beryl's chsima. So that's no good. You need Avraham ben Yaakov's chsima. That's how the Torah is given the Maram Shifar and for the Marshal's Kasha. Now let us go further in the Gemara. Again, Itma. Let's start from here. Itma, Eidim, Shein Yeidim, Lachtoi. Eidim, maybe we're up to it. Itma, Eidim, Shein Yeidim, Lachtoi. Eidim who did not know how to be chaser. Rav Oma Mekarin Lehem Niyor Cholok. We Mekarin Lehem Niyor Cholok. We take a blank piece of paper. We make a krav in this blank piece of paper. Umemalim Esakroyim Dioy. And we fill up the kroyim with Dioy. So what is Pshat in Rav? What is Rashi? So Rashi says, Mekarin Misartin. So Rashi learns, you make scratches, you make indentations. This Beryl ben Yaakov writes Avraham ben Yaakov, this Beryl writes Avraham ben Yaakov in the get, and then Avraham ben Yaakov goes over these indentations, and therefore it's mutter. That is how Rashi learns Pshat in Mekarin Lehem. Taisvis, just to refresh our memories, there's another two pshatim. Taisvis and Baftesimet Bezlan's pshat Mekarilem Yocholok means we take a different paper, we make a stencil on it, we cut out the ice base, and then we put the second paper over the get, and then he just fills in, he has a guideline from the base, it's a stencil, from the second paper, puts that over the first paper, and he fills in the base, and he writes, that's how he writes, Avraham ben Yaakov. And there's a third pshat that the Modchai says over here, according to Rashi, that we make indentations like Avraham ben Yaakov, but they make like a outline of an aleph, and the Edim, they don't go over the outline. The outline is made through indentations, but they fill in the middle And that's the case of Mekanam Yocholok. So we have three cases. Rashi by Stais, you write over the indentation. Stais learns you make a stencil. And the Motcha learns the indentations are outlines of an ice and you fill in the middle of the indentations. Don't go over the indentation because that would be considered Ksav Agab Ksav. Shmuel Omar Be'eda. Shmuel says, no, you can take lead and you'll write Avram Ben Yaakov in lead and they'll go over the lead with the oil. Fact, the Gemara, Be'eda Salkadaita, you can, the first Ksav can be Be'eda with lead. Votani Rabchiye. Rabchiye had said Pshat. Rabchiye said, Kosvoi Be'eda B'shicha, Shachar, B'shicha, Kosha. Eivah is a good Ksav. So it's Ksav or Gabi Ksav. The best, it won't be better than Diel Gabi Sikra. And Rabbi Yechon said Diel Gabi Sikra is no good. So how could the first Ksav be good if you make it with Eivah? Eivah has a Teres Kosik. So the Gemara says, Lekasha, Ho Be'avre, Ho Be'mayed Avre. That means, let alone, that you rub on a paper, it seems this was a davar sheini shel kayoma. The stomach was equivalent to chalk, and it didn't stay there too long. So that's not called a kaisev. Now what it says in the memra of Rab Chiya, kosvei be'eiver is kosher, speaking about he took lead, he ground the lead, and he put in these particles in water, and then we had a type of an ink or dye. Let us see Rashi, what Rashi says. For Tony, Rabchi, Kosve, Beva, Kosha, but even the Ksav Gomoru, Havalek, Yediel, Gabi, Sikre, the Koschina, Lehel. So the Mo says, Be'eva, Rabbo was speaking about Eva alone, Leshav, Shev, Terob, Bechatiche, Shaleva, Alakla, Umashchiva, he makes it a little darker, Ainiksav. That's not called a ksav. B'mayim de'ivre, mayim she'shore ben shchikas eiver. You ground up lead and you soak this in water, that becomes a ksav. That is a ksav, and that's kosher, forget. You would never do such a thing to write first b'mayim de'ivre, because then you have a problem of ksav agab ksav. Rabbi Bo Omar b'mei milin. Rabbi Bo, he said, the first ksav is b'mei milin, which is afsa, which is the gold nuts, which we spoke about yesterday, that's made out of the growths on the oak trees, and they made a type of a ink with this afsa. Frag de Gemore, how could this be the first ksav? Botoni rabchanine kosvoi b'mei tarya v'afsa kosher. Afsa is a good material for ink. It's a ksav, forget, it's good ink, forget. So how could the first chasima be with afsa, biksav agabiksav? So the Mos says, loikosha, hoda ofitz, hoda loyofitz, she'ein mei milin, algabi mei milin. So the Mos says like this. These gold nuts were also used in the process of the ibud of the cloth. So, if you have a cloth that was mu'ubit with afitzin, with these gold nuts, so then the ink and the cloth have a similar color, so then it doesn't have a teiras ksav, and that is the case of Rabba Bo. That what we heard before, that Rab Chanina said, Kosvoi, the Afsa is kosher, is speaking about the loy offits. The cloth was not mu'ubid with these gold nuts. So Mamela, the cloth had a different color. So the May Afsa was nika on the cloth. So that's called a ksav. She'ein May Milin, Al-Gabi May Milin. That means, but Rav Abba is telling us, if the cloth was mu'ubid with atza b'mei milin, So then, aksiva on these main milim is nothing. The same details. Ksav ein main milim, agabi main milim. What does Rashi say? B'mei milin, mayim sheshore ben afatzim shchukim. But you soaked in this water, ground afatzim. Hod afitz aklofim ubodim afatzim. Roish min aleim es haidim. I think, shame es haidim, it should say. B'mei milin, lahav eksat, shrei mara aklofim kemara eksat, v'einei nikra. Hilkach ein mei milin, agabi mei milin. U'mas nisim b'doloi afitzim. Rav Papa Omar Beroik. Rav Papa said that if you have a problem, you have Eidim, She'enam Yecholim Lachtoim, so the first Ksav is made with saliva. So that is never Teres Ksav. Beroik. V'chein Oirilei Rav Papa Le Papa Turo Beroik. It was a person, Papa Turo. What's Papa Turo? It's what Rashi says. Roishmin lehem boroik, you make a reshima with saliva. Turo safso shel shvorim. This is a broker who sold shvorim. So this papa turo shvorim he knew very well, but it seems he didn't know how to write. So al kaponim, so a papa made a roishim with roik, and then he wrote over the roik. Now the Gemara says further that this tachbula, that if the Edim don't know how to chasme, we will chasme before them and they'll copy it. This is only by get they were mekel, that they said, even though this is not a true chasime, this is a copied chasime, but by get they were mekel, we could use this chasime. Avol b'shtoris like, but by all other shtoris, if you have Edim who don't know how to chasme, so you don't make the shtar, I'm sorry. But wait till you find Edim who know how to write. Tahu the Ovid uvde b'shar shtoris, v'nogde Rav Kahana. There was a person who made a similar psak by shar shtoris. There was Edim who didn't know how to chasme, and he went and he made an etzah to before they write, they should write over a reshima or a roik, whatever it is. The nogdei Rav Kahana gave him makis maldis because they weren't mekel by shar shtoros, only by get. Let us see what Rashi says. The gittin mishum igun nekidol kamol. The loy, what's the gun? Le meshkechin and sadi biki. We can't find Edim who know how to write. Ubeteich kach, and you'll wait looking for them. Yeforish sel yam. He's going to the yam. So now if you have Edim, you'll have tzivi abal to Edim. He goes on the yam, forget about it. Or yomus, or maybe he's sick and he's going to die, but he's okay to yoga. So memele, so by get is a problem of a gunner, so they were mekel. Let them find other Edim. They weren't made for by Shashtoris. Zachti Gemara. So we hear here a machloikis of Amayroim, Rav, Shmuel, Rav Abo, Rav Pope. What one does if he has Edim, She'enim, Yedim, Lachte. Tanya Kabosei the Rav. So we found a Baraisa like Rav. What does it say in the Baraisa? Edim shein yedim lachtim, edim who do not know how to chasme, mekarim lem diocholok, memalen es koyim dioy. That's what the Tanakama. The Tanakama did not differentiate between gittin or shtores. The Tanakama said, by wherever you need edim, if you have a problem, they don't know how to be chasim, mekarim lem diocholok, memalen es koyim dioy. Omar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel by Medvar Mamun beGitei Noshim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Wish to disagree with you. They don't make such a blank statement." That's Davke beGitei Noshim. Avo b'shurei avodim u'shar kol ha'shtoris im yoidem likrois v'lachtoim. If the Edim know how to read, they know how to chasme chosme. V'im lav, if they don't know, ain chosme. So the Gemara says, "Kriye man dechashmo." Who is speaking about reading? They started off by saying, they don't know how to write. And all of a sudden you say, that by Rosh Tos you have to know how to read. Who's talking about reading? We're only speaking about your own to write. Kriya man dechashmo. So the Gemara says, chsuvi mechs, bohochiton. No, in the time it came, there's missing a few words. Eidim shen yoidim likhais. Eidim who do not know how to read. Koyrim lifneim. We read it for them. Vachaismet. And del chasma underneath the shtar. Vishen yoidim lachtim. They don't know how to write. Is then mekarin. Lahem niyor cholak. Kamamalim. Omar Rav Shimon. So these tikkunim of Eidim who are illiterate, who don't know how to read, who don't know how to write, Ramed v'am amurim, begitei noshim, amur shechul yavodim, mishal koshtos, im yoidim likesh v'lachtayim, chayismim, v'im lav, ein chayismim. Omar Rabbalozo, my time the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. What's the time of Gamliel that differentiates between Yitin and other stories? Shloim b'nois Yisrael, agunois. That means this is Takeh b'diyevedik a way to have a chasime, but al tzaguna they were makel. But by shah shtaris they weren't makel. Omar Rode, halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel, the pasul of Shimon Gamliel, that these tikkunim were only said by get. The Rav Gamda Mishmei the Rav Oma ain halach. We don't pass that Rav Shimon Gamliel. We pass that it's good by other shtaris also. Elokiman, Rabbono. We pass like the Rabbono that it's good by shah shtaris. Ah, we learned before. Who the Ovad Uvde b'shah shtaris v'nogde Rav Kahan. You see, Klo Rav Kahan was. How could you say that shah shtaris is good? Rav Kahan gave malchus to someone who did this Eitzah by Shashtaris. So the Gemara answer is Tilgime Akriya. No. Rav Kahane is speaking about Ein Yevdeim Lachtayim. They don't know how to make a chsime. So then we pass on it from Shimon Gamliel that it only helps by get, not by other stories. But there's another machlokes of Shimon Gamliel in the Tanakh Kama. They don't know how to read. That the Tanakhama says Koyrim Bifneim, and that Rav Shimon Gamliel says you're not Koyrim Bifneim. So in the second Machloikis, here Rav Gamda Morova Paskin like the Tanakhama, that Koyrim Bifneim. Let us see Rashi. Kibosei the Rav, Dome Mekarim Lem Niyo, here it says Klo, the Seitz and the Baraisa. Kerabonon, the Marshari Lekuluk. Rav Gamda said, Rover Paskin, not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but like the Rabbona, that a match and everything. I, Rav Kahana was not in there. Tigme lo, the Rav Gamda kri, shim yoidem lachtem, alfa bi shim yoidem likrei, shapir domi. Vekore kamay achinu ke Rabbona. But the Rav Kahana gave Malkis, when they were makel by a shashtos, shim yoidem lachtem. They don't know how to be chosen. Gabechsima amor l'drav kahana l'el. So my mele, so it comes out by kriya, according to Rav Gamda, will paskin like the chachomim. Look the Gemara weiter. Rav Yehuda mitztayer. Rav Yehuda was hayid azoke. Seif Yomo, his eyes were very weak. And when Rabbi Yehuda was used as an aid, so he would first read the shtar, but he had very difficulty, he had difficulties to read the shtar. So he was mitztayer, to strain his eyes, and maybe it took a half an hour until he was able to figure out what it says in the shtar. Kori, he read the shtar, v'chosim, and then he chasim. Omalei Ule told Rav Yehuda, Leitzchiches, you don't have to read the shtar. The Rabbalozo, Mora Deretz Yisrael, Kovu Kamei Vachos. Rabbalozo, he didn't read the shtar, he used to read it for him. The Rav Nachman, Kovu Kamei, Sifrei Daini Vachos. Safrei Daini Vachos. Rav Nachman, the Sofrim of the Dayonim, used to read for him what it says in the Shtani Chasme. Now the Gemara says, V'davke Rav Nachman b'safri dayinu. The Gemara says, but Rav Nachman b'safri dayinu, Rav Nachman was the head dayin, and the Sofrim there, the Islohu Emse, they had a fear from Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman was assured when he called over a sefer that he should read to him a shtar, he was assured that the sefer will make any dreidlich and will read him exactly what it says in the shtar, because they had a fear of Rav Nachman. Aber Rav Nachman besafri achine. But if you'll have Rav Nachman besafri achine, or safri daini, or you'll have other, you'll have Safri Daini, the Inish Achina, not Rav Nachman, Moi, then it won't help. Then, Luchayr, you need two. That's what Taisha says on the Aftesam and Beis. If you have Emse de Rav Nachman Aleyu, so one Sefer is enough. Like this, you'll need two to read over for the eight. One is not enough. Now the Ritva says, and I think the Rosh also says the same thing, the Rashba, they have a problem. V'chayra, this is eight mipi eight. That means the klalos of Pishnaim Eidim Yochum Dover, Eidim who say Eidis have to see what they're saying. If another Eid will tell me that an Eid will come to me, I saw a Reuven borrowed money. So, he saw a Reuven borrowed money. So I'll come to Bezman and I'll say, a Reuven borrowed money. How do you know? I didn't see, but an Eid told me that Reuven paid me P.A.D. is no good. So the Shaila is, how can one Chasme and a Shtar, I'm saying that what it says in the Shtar is true. Now let me ask you a pertinent question. How do you know what it says in the Shtar? Well, he told me what it says in the Shtar. So l'chayre, this is Eid mi pi eid. So the Ritva says, this is not Eid mi pi eid. Dochi gili milsa ba'almahu. This is only a gili milsa. This is not Eidis. The get kamot. The get is in front of us. Va'ovid li gluya yideachem. I have a get in front of me. I can ask 25 people, what does it say in this get? Please read it to me. And I ask this person, tell me what it says in this get, and he tells me. So the Rashba's Moisir, Homistafi, people are scared to say, like, they won't tell me what it says in this paper that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And the next thing you talk, it says, Reuven wants to get his bike. That means he's scared to do such a thing. That means he's just telling me what it says here. He's not telling me Eidus. He's not telling me an occurrence. They're telling me Eidus. Two people come over to what Eidus say. We saw how Reuven borrowed money. That's Eidus. He's telling me Eidus. So Eidus is no good. The first Eidus wasn't this Kabul Bebezin. So, and the second Eidim are not A-D-D, not A-D-D. So Mamela there, it's no good. But over here, this is not a Milsa the Eidis. This is called, he's just telling us what it says here. The get is in front of us, anyone can read it. So Mamela, and there's no Shash Meshaka, because anyone can read it, so there's no Dini Eidis. So I hear the Ha'orah, and Baruch Hashem, I found, Rav Moshe asks the Ha'orah, and the Dibros Moshe. So if this is a gili milsa ba'alme, and people are afraid, and lay mishakri, so here we have a whole megillah, dafke Rav Nachman and his sofrim, they say alay, not Rav Nachman, you need to weigh them. If the whole lumdus is that the lay mishakri, that means this is not Eidus, and the person is not mishakri, so why do you need this whole Seder of Rav Nachman and his Sofrim. Okay, but I saw Baruch Hashem Ramesh is the Kasha. Fine, let's go further. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Yehuda Zokin Hoya, he was a Zokin Vein of Kayes, he had weak eyes. She Tzorech Lachdem Be'eit Ikedayin Mitztayer Be'kriya Shtar. So he had Tzar Be'kriya Shtar Be'kereyu, but from this wagon he learned it for Chayse. So Ula told them, that means Gdeli Yisrael were Mistapik Kerem of Neyim. Morad Aradi Yisrael. So he told them, Rabbi Loza, Boki, Mikol Chaveiro, Sechas Nidam Mephorosh, my Korle, Morad Aradi Yisrael, it's a title, but Perek Sheini. Rav Nachman Dayin Hoyo, he was a Dayin, Memune Mipi Reish Kelusa, Reish Kelusa appointed him, Bechasna Devei Nesia, he was a son-in-law by the Nasi, to the Marina Boyo Barreite, so he was a very influential person. The Soichrei Dayonim Yireyim Imeno, they're very scared of him. The Loi Meshakri, they wouldn't say Sheker. Period. Let us go further. Rav Pope Ki Ava Osi Lekamei Shtore Parsor. Rav Pope was a Dayan, and when they brought to Besden a Shtore Parsor, the Ovid Ba'arkoish Shalkusim, that the Shtar Parsor was made in the Arkoi Shalkusim, which we had learned in the first Perek, we could be Seimach and the Shtores, like Meshakri, to Dayonim, the Goyish judges. So, here the Paskin, like this was posture to speak about a Shtar Halvo, so here the Paskin that it's a good Shtar Halvo, and then the Levi doesn't pay up, gave him a Shabodim. So first he had to know what it says in the Shtar. His Matri Lohu Lishnei Kusim Zeh Shalevif Nezeh B'Mesiach L'Fitumah. So when he wanted to find out what it said in the Shtar, so he got a hold of two Kusim, and he asked, wasn't the gay of the Shtar, Mesiach L'Fitumah, he had to tell me how what this word means, what this word means, face. And they both said the same thing, U'magvibe Mimishabdi. And then he was gave from a Mishabodim. Let us see what Rashi says. The Ovid Ba'alkois, this was a Shtar that was made in Alkois. There were Gaish judges, Dachshanulel, we said it's kosher, Bimishabdi. Bahodam Rina Beperkamba Mibnechori Veloy Mimibshabdi can only mon from Nechori and Benasa Behedyet, it was made Behedyet. The Leslie Kola, there was Nimsa Bifnei Eide Yisrael, but there were Hedyetis Kechasmid, so Mamela, there's no Kail. And so if there's no curry, you can't mount from Mishabod. Not only mount from Nechayim, but if it was Chos from Alkois, there's a curry, you can mount from Mishabod. Let's take a more Ravaita. Omar Ravashi, Omar Li Ravuna Bar Nosin, Hochi Omar Ameima, Hai Shtore Parso, Tchsimi Alei Sadi Yisrael. A shtar that was written in Persian, Tchsimi alei sadi Yisrael, Yiddish Eide Chasime, Magvinem Beim Mishabdi, Kedmon from Mishabodim, that means Eide Chasime Mapeka Kru, so it's a kosher shtar, and Yimon from Mishabodim. So the Gemara says, but why is it a kosher shtar, Boholo Yodi Lemikri? They don't know how to read. They don't know how to read when it says in the Shtar. Someone says, but the other, speaking, but they do know how to read. Like the Gemara, but the Inen, Ksav, Shein, Yochel, is Dayit. A Shtar, not to be a kosher, a Shtar, we need a Ksav, Shein, Yochel, is Dayit, that you can't forge it, that means the klofim of the Parsiim, they weren't careful, so very easily you could erase what was written and write in something else, and no one will know the difference. So the Gemara says, b'dafitzim, it's speaking about that there was
that the klaf was mu'ubed with hafitzin, after hafitzin you can't be moichik, it's nikel. Like the Gemara of Abin and Soich Lachzor Minyone Shol Shtar Beshit Achrein, there's another din in Kosher Eshtores, you have to repeat the Inyan of the Shtar in the last line, that means you can't write Nu Inyonim in the last line, Chazal were always afraid maybe the Edim will make a space between their Chsime and the Gemara Shtar, and the person will add on another few $1,000, and the Edom will be gechasmed on that. So therefore, the last line has to be, we have to repeat what we had said before, but you can't write new things. And if it's not like that, it's a possible shtar. The Mahadra, I'm not speaking about, I was talking Mahadra. So I don't understand. So what's the Chiddush then? So you have a shtar that was written in all, written in Persian, but was written in all Hilchish Torahs, whatever it's in a, it's in the Yochel Lelezayev, and it's all the inyonim that a kosher shtar needs. Kamash Malon, the Cholosh and Kosher. No, that's the Chiddush. It was written in Persian. Like the Gemara, Tanina, we learned that already. Get Sheksovoy Ivris, the Eid of Yevonis, Yevonov, Yevonis, the Eid of Ivris. This Ivris is not Loshna Kodesh, it's Liboan, it's a certain type of Aksav, and different Loshna a little bit. It's not Loshna Kodesh. Sheksovoy Ivris, the Eid of Yevonis, Yevonis, Eid of Ivris, Kosher. So we see a get doesn't have to be written the Loshna Kodesh. So Memela is Rabbi Givish Torahs. So the Gemara says, "Imehi have a mina hanimili begitin." Maybe dafka get. Avo b'shash Torahs loy, kamash melot. So what is the maila of getin over shash Torahs? So Rashi says, "Mishum igune." That's what Rashi says. Mishum takonis agunis. They were makel. So we have to understand the Gemara is a very shver Gemara. He says there'd be a havamina if it was not written b'chol loshen, that it shouldn't be good. So I found the bichas of Rome is meira. I mean, you need hilchas loshen over here. Why shouldn't it be good? So he wants to say that, for example, there's a Mordek Mechudishtik Biraloche, Ritvin Nidorim. For example, there are certain things that Nemorim Becholosh. Krishm is Nema Becholosh. You can say Krishm in any language you want. Tfile, Mikir Adin. So, what the Biraloche says, two things. Number one, he has to, that means if he's going to say it in French, he has to understand French. If he won't understand French, so it doesn't have a teres loshen by him. So he doesn't know what he's saying, he's just saying sounds, but it doesn't have a teres loshen. Then the Mishnah says, a bigger chiddush, need a loshen, and it has to be spoken in the Medina. In France, French will be good, but in America, French has never teres loshen, so it won't be good. Bekitzer, so Dachsach Mir, the Bichas Avrom wants to say as follows. Bichas Avrom wants to say that, I think, the Shtar is the Emerson. Who's talking in the Shtar? The Shtar is a document that is relating to something. And let's say for all practical purposes, the Edim are relating. The Edom are relating to us what occurred at Vienna, or maybe perhaps it'd be a Havamine. Let's see if the Baldovo, the Balashtar, does not understand the language. So maybe there'd be a Havamine that the Shtar can't work for him, because the Baldovo himself doesn't understand what it says there. So Memela, So could be this would be a chesaron of shtarim. I think that's what he means to say. Is the lashon of the Birchas Avraham is let's say this was written, Shtar Pasol was written in a place where they didn't speak this language. Elanoshim she'eino mevinim, or four people who don't understand the lehavishtar legabi ditu. I think that's what he means. It shouldn't help for them. Lehavi loshin klal takish toris anemro b'chol loshin. But b'chol loshin means any loshin is good for one who speaks that loshin, or for a mokim that loshin is a spoken language. Kamash malon, the ain't shum din loshin. Fakshi imuvan, mizet toichen ha'inyan.